2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three! Cougars by 20!
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com. And this is one of my favorite moments of the week, guys. And as we get further into COVID-19 pandemic, this probably is my favorite moment of the week because I'm trying to do something, Mitch and Allen, that our beloved Los Angeles Lakers were never able to do, though had the opportunity, and that is four-peat in a championship-level environment. And here on the show, that's the top five.
Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
Four-peat. So that's what you're going for, Matt, huh? That's it?
Hey, there's...
Hold on here. Four-peat? I thought this was going for a three-peat.
I think it's four, actually.
I don't remember, if I'm being quite honest. I have no idea where we're at.
I will look into this, and I'll confirm it, but I think it's four. And, Mitch, the reason I know this is because there was a moment when 2020 began where we wondered if I would ever win.
That's true.
You were off to that hot start.
That's right.
And then I've been able to turn the tides. If there's anything we know here on the top five is that wins come and go. I mean, streaks and droughts are real, Mitch is looking to get off the schneid.
In the words of Mark Pope, the only thing that derailed me was a global pandemic, okay? But I'm looking to get back on track. Let's go.
All right, so I got a little bit of a wrinkle this week.
Oh, boy.
A little bit of a thing.
Oh, gosh.
You know, so we talked to Dave McCann. We talked about the Olympics, right? The Olympics postponement, the 2020 Japan Games will be pushed back to 2021. And it got me thinking about how many gold medals BYU athletes have won in the Olympics. So I have a list today, and I had to make it easy enough for you guys guess something, because I know I can assume your knowledge on Olympic sports BYU is
weak.
Not extensive.
This is hard to say. This is as extensive as the pole vault. That's the one BYU Olympic athlete that I know right
that's
now.
It?
The unfortunate pole vaulting incident.
Oh, the TikTok kid.
Yes,
that's all you. That's what I figured. So here's what we're gonna do. I have six. It's a top six this week. That's what we're doing. And it is the six sports in which BYU athletes have won a gold medal at the Olympics.
Okay.
So all you have to do is guess the sport.
Let me ask a question. Now that I've become an expert on track and field, I did play-by-play for one event, and now I'm an expert. Are we talking about like 4x4 relay type events here? Or are we just talking track and field, swimming?
Yeah, so not the specific event. It'll just be, swimming or baseball or whatever it is. Because I There's no way you guys were going to guess any of these if I made it any other way. But it is six this week because there's six sports in which BYU has won a gold. So we got to go. We got to go with six, and we'll see how well you do. And Mitch gets to go first, all the way from Murray, Utah. Mitch, what do you got? What's the first guess?
Well, I'm going to go with track and field. I want to say what Frankie Hendricks or something was an athlete. Maybe I'm wrong with the name there, but track and field.
That one does not look familiar, but I will say this. The first gold BYU athlete ever won was 1912. Alma Richards set the world record in high jump at the Olympics, won the
great
gold
name.
That year.
Biblical.
Yes, I was just going to say, it's beautiful that the first one goes to Alma from Brigham Young
University.
Yeah, that's
over 100 years ago. But yeah, there have been four gold medals won in track and field. So that's pretty
that's
high.
Nice.
I will say this. I didn't give you guys this detail before, but you have to specify men or women's.
Oh.
Going forward.
Oh, so
okay.
We just give Mitch a free pass here in the first guess.
I didn't specify.
That's right.
But
hey,
he
that's
needs
right.
some help. Come on. It's fine. Matt, to you.
Okay. I'm going to go with men's. I'm going to go to the pool. Men's swimming.
Yeah, there you go. Mike Burton in 1968 and 1972 won multiple golds in swimming, including the 400 free, the 1500 free, and the 4x200 free relay. So pretty impressive. He's a multi gold medal winner there.
Wow.
So there you go. Okay, Mitch, back to you.
I'm going to go with women's volleyball.
I'm trying to decide now if I want to steal an opportunity from Mitch here, which I often like to do, and it's been one of the hallmark traits that I've developed in my winning streak, and so because of that, I'm going to have to continue with men's volleyball.
Yeah, just like in volleyball, you set them right up there, Mitch, for that one. Men's volleyball, yes, we have multiple gold medal winners, including three in 2008 in Beijing. So that was pretty neat. Okay, so it's Matt's turn again.
Woo! All right. Now it's starting to get interesting. I'm going to go with women's softball.
I'm going to go with men's baseball.
I like the triads. Yeah.
No Wally Joyner end up in there? Come on.
No Wally Joyner, turns out.
Back to me, or is that it for that one?
We should probably let it go back to Mitch on this one.
Back to Mitch, he just missed it. Are we guessing?
I guess it doesn't matter. There's not an order here. It's just the six. So I guess go ahead again, Matt. We'll just keep switching off here.
Okay, I'm gonna go with women's basketball.
Let's see here. I'm gonna go with cricket.
Cricket, huh?
Wrestling. There we go.
And that's a sport we play in the United States. That's a good guess. I don't know about cricket, Mitch. I'm just saying.
I was trying to go off the wall.
I guess that's fair. But yes, wrestling.
Sure, there's some intramural. I'm sure there's some club.
There's got to be something. Yeah, Mark Schultz in 1984 won a gold medal, and BYU. He was a coach at BYU, not an athlete, but a coach. Still won a gold medal. All right, so there's two left. There's two that you guys haven't gotten, and Matt is up 3-1.
I'm about to do what the Lakers could not in the early 2000s.
Mitch has got to go here. So let's see what you got, Mitch.
Let's go with. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of the Summer Olympic sports. Let's see. Gosh, this is tough.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to lie. This is tough. How about soccer?
I'm going to go with, and I'm not entirely sure this is an Olympic a sport, and I'm ashamed by it, women's tennis.
I'm pretty sure that is an Olympic sport, but.
I'm thinking right now of all the sports that my son and I play on Nintendo Switch right now. We've been big on the Tokyo 2020 Sonic versus Mario Olympic Games. This is helping me out here. I'm thinking of like all the events we play. Let's see here. Let's go with, say, skateboarding.
Men's golf?
Women's golf.
All right, here's what we're going to do. You guys each have two guesses left. How about that?
Okay.
We're 3-1. We got two left. Mitch has a chance to tie and not lose.
Summer sports. That's what we're talking about. Summer Olympic sports. Mitch,
how about this? Let's go with men's basketball.
So I'm pretty sure it was Matt's turn.
It's all right. Mitch can have it.
Okay, all right. We'll give it to Mitch. Kresimir Kosic, 1980, won a gold. So there you go. So back to Matt. It's 3-2.
I'm trying to remember what we've all guessed, Mitch. I feel like we've almost guessed them all at this point. Women's golf.
Let's say men's swimming.
I think we already guessed.
We guessed men's swimming already, but that's okay. That's all right. We got one more. Let's each get one guess. Let's see what you got.
There are
a lot of sports.
Oh my goodness. This is I'm going to go men's bowling.
I'm going to say rugby.
That was a good guess, Mitch.
All right. Well, Matt's going to win this one 3-2.
Yes.
The last one, the unguessed category was men's gymnastics. You guys guessed women's gymnastics. Men's gymnastics, Makoto Sakamoto in 1984 was the coach, won a gold. So there you go. So Matt, the four-peat.
What the
Lakers couldn't do.
What the Lakers, Shaq and Kobe
could not
do. What
they should have done against the 04 Pistons.
They could and should have, but a Karl Malone injury probably derailed that championship. But hey, I'm not – a common theme in a lot of these wins recently, Mitch, is I'm not entirely proud of my performance. But I'm going to take take the W anyways.
Can we give Mitch the loser music
Congrats.
Again, Dave?
I don't feel good about it, Mitch. I really don't.
I think I've learned something that we're going to avoid Olympic sports from here on out on these top fives.
We need to make a pact here on Cougar Sports Saturday that we pay closer attention to these Olympic sports, because there's been some really great teams in this field of play, and I need to educate myself. That's what I just learned.
And by the way, I went back and looked because I just pulled it up here because I was curious when I mentioned his name. Frankie Fredericks, yes, he was one of the men's track and field guys that did get a medal. So Frankie Fredericks, he was a well-accomplished Olympic medalist in 1992 and 1996, a BYU grad. So I wasn't too far off. I was asking myself, like, what? There had to be a Frankie Fredericks, but had to bring that up. So good win, Matt. Good job on your alleged four-peat. I think it's a three-peat, but I digress.
I'm going back to find out, and we'll report on the other side. We got much more to go here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We're going to talk some hoops, some more college football talk, much more to go, a little NFL as we continue here. Stay with us. We'll be back with more after this.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.